We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
How do you get saved? What do you have to do to be saved? Questions like these can be difficult to understand. Would you believe that there are many who have no idea what salvation is all about? No one has really taken the time to explain it to them. The harvest truly is plentiful, but the witness of salvation has not shown up. People's minds and their hearts are ready to accept Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 10, verse 8 says, "But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart." Salvation is by faith in Jesus Christ. The message of faith is the way to God. You must confess the Lord Jesus, not a simple acknowledgement that He is God and Lord of the universe, since even the demons believe, tremble, and acknowledge this to be true, according to James chapter 2, verse 19. Your confession is a deep personal conviction without a second thought that Jesus is your master and Lord. This phrase requires repenting from sin, trusting in Jesus for salvation, and submitting to Him as Lord. By confessing Him as Lord, you are turning your entire life over to Him, your mind, your will, your emotions, and even your time to live according to His purpose for your life. This is the volitional element of faith. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Confessing what you believe is necessary. You must confess what you believe in your heart. To believe in your heart means to trust, rely on, and have faith in Jesus Christ. When use of salvation, believe occurs in the present tense, is believing. This stresses that faith is not a one-time event, but an ongoing condition. It is what you become. It is who you are. True saving faith is supernatural, a gracious gift of God that He produces in the heart. This is the only way you and I can obtain true righteousness. Today, go out. Be the person that God has designed for you to be. Just a few words to remind and encourage you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.